You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. A former Playboy model who says she had an affair with Donald Trump is now suing to be released from a legal agreement restricting her ability to speak out about it. That makes her the second woman this month to challenge efforts to bury stories during the presidential campaign about Trump's alleged extramarital affairs. Trump denies the affairs, which both women have described as consensual. Kara McDougal is suing the National Enquirer's parent company, American Media, Inc., which paid her $150,000 and whose chief executive is a friend of the president. The other woman, the adult film star Stormy Daniels, was paid $130,000 to keep quiet by the president's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. She filed a lawsuit earlier this month. Jeffrey Toobin has written about the National Enquirer and its relationship to President Trump for The New Yorker, and he joins us now. Jeffrey, the National Enquirer is based right here in New York. It's actually part of a much larger tabloid empire. Tell us about that first.
Well, the key figure in all of this is David Pecker, who is a media entrepreneur who is a close friend of President Trump's. And he has assembled this tabloid empire that includes the National Enquirer, the Star, the Globe, and some other more minor supermarket tabloids. But he's in charge of all of them, and they all reflect his views.
These women, Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, granted exclusive ownership of their story rights to the Enquirer. What exactly does that mean, Jeffrey, a limited life story rights agreement?
Well, it means you have exclusive access to them as a source. Now, in most circumstances, when journalists, you know, tabloids pay someone for a story, they want the story. They want to publish it because they think it'll bring readers and eyeballs. What's unusual about what David Pecker's operation has done for the benefit of Donald Trump is that he has bought some of these stories and killed them by buying their life stories and then sitting on them, not doing anything, that he did a great service for Donald Trump.
Yeah, and you spent quite a bit of time interviewing Pecker. You asked him expressly about Karen McDougal. Did he acknowledge trying to catch and kill the story, as it's known in the business?
I mean, you know, he was, I suppose you could say, admirably candid. He said, Donald Trump is a friend of mine. I wanted to help him. So what I did was made a deal with Karen McDougal so that her story about her relationship with Donald Trump would never see the light of day. But there was no hesitation about Pecker saying that I did this, I used the company's money to help Donald Trump get elected president.
As you write, the Enquirer is defined by its predatory spirit. It specializes in the lives of public personalities, including politicians. Say a little bit more about why on earth the Enquirer and Pecker would not tell this salacious story. Is it just because of friendship?
It is just because of friendship. The story really does not seem more complicated than that, that Pecker had the resources to neutralize these potentially embarrassing stories, and he used it to help his friend. And he portrayed it as a situation where everybody's happy. Karen McDougal got a substantial chunk of money. He had the opportunity to help his friend. And that's where things stopped until the Stormy Daniels story broke more recently. And Karen McDougal is now claiming that she wants to be let out of her non-disclosure agreement as well.
As a lawyer, do you think that they have a case that these clauses that they sign are somehow invalid?
Well, I think there's a real distinction between the two. As Stormy Daniels, I think, has a pretty good case because she claims that the contract was never signed by Donald Trump and thus is not valid. As I understand it, McDougal is making a somewhat different argument. She's saying, yes, the contract was properly executed, but there was deception in the negotiating and in her understanding of it. I think that's a harder claim to make, and I think courts might be more reluctant to let her out of it than Stormy Daniels.
And what happens if these women speak out in violation of these kinds of contracts? These women are about to speak out publicly. She's going to speak out, McDougal, with Anderson Cooper, your colleague on CNN, this Thursday. And of course, the big Stormy Daniels interview is coming out on 60 Minutes Sunday, so I guess they're not going to be silenced anyway.
I guess not, but they are taking some risk. The whole point of non-disclosure agreements is that the signatories, the women, agree not to disclose. So they are asserting that the contract is void for one reason or another. But if a court were to find that the contract was real, they would be facing the prospect of some very real financial jeopardy.
Jeffrey Toobin writes for The New Yorker. He's also the author of several best-selling books on the law, including his most recent, American Heiress, The Wild Saga of the Kidnapping Crimes and Trial of Patty Hearst. Jeffrey, thank you so much.
Thanks.